Oh, no, I haven't.
You haven't told him?
No, I haven't.
What?
Oh, yeah. Where we went to...
I don't know.
That I listened one to cafe with pretty ladies.
In cafe.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. It's called Cafe Lou. It's in West
Garden Grove.
Oh, is it Garden Grove?
It's Garden Grove. Oh, Garden Grove.
Sorry. The expert here.
Cafe Lou. But,
it's a Vit cafe, and basically girls in bikinis...
They serve you.
Oh.
Give you iced tea.
Oh, so okay.
Yeah.
Super dumb.
Do you know the story?
No.
Oh, okay.
Can you tell him the story?
Yeah, so
just to like, does he know how disgusting you are as a person? I mean, he's one of your closest friends.
I don't know how much of information he knows about my disgustingness. I'm very disgusting, by the way.
Well, I know.
I'm warning you.
Okay. I will embrace myself.
Yeah, for sure.
This is really bad.
So Cafe Lou is like this place where there's a bunch of hot girls, right? And it's not like a strip club, but like they'll dance. It's basically a strip club. You know?
Okay.
So these motherfuckers, right? There was this one girl I liked, right? These motherfuckers paid this girl, mm-hmm. right, for two good. Songs to fucking dance on me, right?
You're not telling good. The story what? Very well.
Wait, this is cafe.
You're not telling the story very well.
Well, you want to tell it? That's how I remember
it. Wait, is this a cafe or like a bar?
It's a cafe.
It's a cafe.
Cafe.
They there's serve no coffee there. There's everyone's no sober. Really? There's that's no what's alcohol. Really sad, right? Yeah. It's pathetic, right? If you're doing that.
I was thinking sober. The Hooters.
No.
But it's
no.
not like no, that.
It's worse than that.
It's literally like they serve coffee.
Coffee and tea. Yeah.
And titties.
And, yeah.
What the?
Coffee and tea. Teas.
Teas.
Yeah. So it's like a strip club, but not really.
Oh, okay. Anyways, he found out they have dances, right? And there's this one girl.
Uh-huh.
And she was really, really
petite.
Yeah.
Petite.
And with a nice youthful, butt. Youthful looking.
Very youthful.
In the nicest way I can say that. When I mean youthful, I mean like.
Shut the fuck up, asshole.
Okay.
She's you know, nice like and Drake.
Oh, okay.
You know, Drake's not allowed to be around.
Are you calling me Korean Drake right now?
Without the snake.
A minor.
The snake was shit from your pants. You have the snake in the wrong spot. Yeah. Bro. So, anyways, it was that girl, and he really liked her, and he found out that, well, she was dancing on another guy.
Oh,
which was even funnier.
You get jealous,
bro? He was so jealous. He was so mad because she's serving him only.
Uh huh.
And Han pulls out and grabs her arm.
Oh,
like
shoot.
While she's going to him, and she's like, "Hey, do you dance?" And she's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh, can I get one from you?" He's like, "He even asked the price." I don't even think you asked the price that time.
I was like, I want to dance.
I want to dance. Yeah, he's like, oh, and she's like, oh, yeah, sure. So she gives the guy the drink and then leaves the guy. And the guy looks really mad. Like,
oh,
he took his girl. And then they go to the other side of the cafe. It was weird as
it's
hell,
it's the
dude.
Same area, but you can see me.
But you
could
see him. And it's broad fucking daylight. And he's sober. And he has this little, like, this little girl, like, grinding on him.
Uh-huh.
It was like 3 p.m.
Yeah, it was like 3 p.m.
It was 4 p.m.
And he was on the weekend, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it the weekend? I felt that
it was Saturday.
It was a Saturday.
Okay. It was Saturday afternoon. Okay.
Well, I was actually sitting with you, so I was sitting this way, and he was getting the lap dance there, and then Andrew's here, and our other buddy was there, right?
Yeah.
And Andrew has direct sight, and he's like, oh, no. Mm-mm. Don't look. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. He's like, mm-mm. He's like, and I keep looking. I turn around. And I look. I'm like, oh no! I should not have seen that. It looked so wrong because Han is, you know, he's a big guy, and the girl was so small. It looked like he was just grabbing her waist and massaging it on himself.
But she was literally just stroking my dick with her ass.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
That was great.
And then this fucking pervert also knew we were coming, so he wore sweats that day to fill stuff. And we're all wearing like jeans or normal clothes.
Yeah, it was our third time going, by the way.
Oh, second.
So I was like, I'm gonna wear sweatpants so that like you know,
you can't feel it.
It's so disgusting.
Because jeans hurt, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
sweatpants. Oh yeah, hurt. Yeah. That's the reason. Oh yeah, jeans. Ah, jeans are so terrible. Oh, yeah. Anyways,
so he wasn't prepared.
Yeah. So he comes back and he was like, "Oh, hey man," he's like, "If I had 30 more seconds, I probably would have busted in my pants." And we're like, oh, we can fuck him over right now. And we're like, oh, this will be funny. Let's ask her to do two songs back to back. And we'll pay for his birthday for him and tell her it's his birthday.
They lied that it's my birthday. Yeah. And she's like, oh, you should have told me it was your birthday. And she went back on it.
So we went. So we gave her the money. And she went on him. And I think you lasted a song and a half, maybe?
No, barely a song started, bro.
It was that early?
Like, the song barely started because I just came back. And she's just fucking, dude, she's grinding the fuck on my fucking dick, right? And I start busting. I'm like, and I think she fucking.
And he's going like this, too. He's just like, really? Yeah. I'm really like, vigorously. Yeah. And it looks so weird because it's like this little.
Right.
It looks like he's holding like a toy. Mm-hmm. Like not like a girl. He's just using her to.
Yeah. Wow, and she goes, must be
wow, really hard.
I expect her ass.
Smacking her butt like so hard.
Oh my God.
And everyone heard.
Everyone heard. The, oh guy, that, the guy that was originally there with her looked super mad. He was just watching him like the whole time. Super mad looking at
him. I'm like.
Han, and he's just like. Yeah. And then he did the. And then he did the. Oh, and Andrew and me are like. We're like. Dude, I think he's going to come. And like, dude, look away, look away, don't look, don't look. And our other friend looks at the exact moment, which is really sad because he sees Han and Han's like, oh, oh. And then we're like, and he's like, oh my God, I saw them. I saw his own face.
Yeah.
And Han's just like, oh. And we're just like, oh no, bro.
Yeah, man. So I fucking clammed in my fucking pants, right? And then when we're done, I go to the bathroom. And I fucking.
To clean like, yourself.
Yeah, so dude, it was fucking. Everywhere, bro. I'm like, fuck, dude. So I grabbed a bunch of toilet paper. I'm just wiping myself off, right? But there's still remnants. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
So I'm like, I was like, just sitting. I came back. I'm sitting down with like jizz all over my pants. I'm like, I fucking hate you guys.
And we're like,
oh, I'm so happy though. I was like, that was fucking awesome though. So then we leave, right? And then we're in the car.
We'll take you to Target, get you underwear.
We're gonna go to Target to get myself some underwear, no. Right? But I was like, you know what? I'm okay. It dried off. I'm okay, right? But in the car. The windows were up. And I think you were driving too, I think.
Andrew was driving. I was Andrew's sitting passenger. You were in the back seat with our other buddy.
And then like
and then it started to smell.
Really oh bad. My God.
And then like I was like, you know what? It's revenge time because they fucking made her grind on me for two songs, right?
Oh yeah, big oh so poor Han. Like poor Han, he got a lap dance, he's gonna get revenge on us, right?
So I put my pants on and start waving. I'm like, yeah, smell my fucking.
And he has his seatbelt off, and he's going like this, airing it out right between me and Andrew. And Andrew's like, starts gagging, and he starts gagging, and then I get the smell of it, and I start gagging too. And we're like, dude, I've never seen Andrew so mad. He's like, Han, shut the fuck up. This is not fucking funny. And I was like, damn, I've never seen Andrew do that. He has the windows down. Yeah. He's like. And then Han's just.
I'm laughing my ass off.
Like, that's the second time you made him mad. Yeah. The first time, like, the second time is this one. First time is the Japan.
Oh, yeah. The more he gets to know me, he gets more mad.
Yeah, this one. Yeah, I've never heard Andrew raise his voice like that. And that was the first time. And I was like,
oh, yeah, I bet.
What does it smell like, though?
I already have.
It's a traumatizing.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It smells like.
I don't want to think about it. It smells like old seafood.
With
cheese. Like expired, yeah.
Spoiled cheese.
Which is weird because, like, if most people, if they come somewhere, it takes like a day and then it kind of smells. Like, his was like 5 minutes and it's already smells like death.
It's been waiting.
And we're like, dude, this is so rough.
Traumatizing your friends.
I love it, bro. I love it.
It was so disgusting.
Hey! Would you let Dan Schneider touch you for some hot chungus? Hold him tighter. He's a fighter. Just joshing. Welcome to the 3030 podcast. Howdy, mama. Get some guava and stuff those things into my shirt and call me Miranda. Anyways, enjoy the show.
All right, guys. Welcome to a new episode of 3030 podcast. I know it's been a while, but we're back here now with our host, August, and our producer, Andrew. We have a special guest today. He's one of my closest friends ever. He's a really, really cool dude. And he's an actual Korean. More Korean than I am. He's more authentic. If I'm Daewoo, he's Hyundai. Here's June. Introduce yourself, everyone.
Hey, guys. My name is June. Nice to meet you all.
Hi, June.
It's almost
You're finally here.
Yeah.
And June has been a very devoted follower of our podcast.
Yeah. For yes. Time. Yes.
So we're glad you're finally here.
Ever since episode one.
Yeah. For sure.
Why do you like the podcast? I would like to hear your thoughts and opinions because we thought no one listens to it. And if I was someone else, I'd be like, why the fuck would I listen to this?
Well, I mean, I was very interested because Han was starting something. So I was like, okay, yeah. I mean, he's been talking about it. So when he actually broadcasted, I wanted to check it out. And I kind of liked it because, well, you guys are very honest. first of all. And then I know you guys, so that's why it was more funny to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like, it's not that funny.
That's why ever since then, like, I've been listening to every episode.
Devout, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you usually cleaning something when you listen to us, or are you like just like
everywhere, like in the car? When I do dishes, like car, because like I drive here and there.
For sure.
And yeah,
romantic times with the wife.
Yes. So
turn that up. Turn it up.
August and that's a good part. Talking right now.
Andrew's finally talking. Yeah. I think I wrote like a paragraph why I liked 3030.
No way.
To
no way.
Hanson. I think you still have my text.
It's I think so. Yeah.
Remember, like after first episode,
the essay.
Yeah, it's like an essay.
It's like why he liked it. What was good? Bullet point. I remember, the highlight I remember was that we have a good balance.
Yeah.
So I laugh a lot. I'm like stupid, and you're the smart one, and you're the more realist, which is a good balance. Mm. Yeah. But we're glad you're here, June.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for inviting me. Thanks for being. It's actually exciting.
Yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate it. It's good to know at least one person listens to
right.
our garbage.
Well, also, too, because she has to.
Oh, that's sad.
So you guys,
there's literally a gun to her head.
listen.
She likes it too.
Yeah, and I also told Hanson that, hey, I get to know you more when I listen to this. Like, you never told me this story before.
It doesn't come up naturally when we hang out.
Yeah.
Usually when we hang out, we're just like, you know, grabbing food, just like catching up, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, when doing this podcast, it just reveals more.
You know,
like,
what's fucked up is. My partner always told me, like, you bring out the worst in people.
You?
Yeah.
No.
So I was like, why do you say that? Like, everyone, they all tell you, like, they show their true colors. I'm like, that's who they were. That has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, no.
I just give them the doorway to let them be themselves.
You make people comfortable. That's what you do.
Yeah.
That's what I try to do. Yeah. You're just a piece of shit.
I'm just an asshole. I'm disgusting. Yeah. I just like to express myself freely.
But then we love when you laugh.
I know.
Yeah.
Sounds really fun. Mm-hmm.
My laughing is a selling point. It's not selling that much, but we'll try.
You do have a great laugh.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you, guys. So where are you from Korea? Like, where were you born?
I was born in Seoul, and I came to America at 2000 exactly.
2000. How old were you?
I was 12.
12. Okay. Middle school?
Yeah, middle school. Yeah. So I just finished my elementary school, and I came to America and started middle school right away.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, I couldn't speak English at all.
Shit.
I was like, yes, no, I don't speak English.
Why the sudden move, though? So knowing the fact that you can't speak English, why did your parents say, hey, we're going to go to America? What was the reason for that?
To be honest, I don't know exactly why we moved.
Uh-huh.
But then I know for sure, like, my mom was studying.
Uh-huh.
So she was studying, and she was in the grad school.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's one of the reasons why we moved.
Uh-huh.
And then two...
Kind of selfish of your mom.
No. American
dream?
Actually, my dad had a new business too. So we came here with the like business visa. Not just like regular visa.
I see. Okay.
Nice. So that was pretty much the main reason why.
Were you happy or unhappy about the move?
I was kind of happy because I didn't really... I don't know. I guess it's a half-half. There's part that I liked about Korea, but then there were part that I didn't like about Korea.
What were some
Let's go. Let's dive into likes and dislikes. Yeah. Should we start off with the good stuff and end on a bad note?
Let's do that.
Okay, yeah.
So what are good things about Korea?
Yeah, what are the good things?
The good thing is all my families were there. Even my relative, like cousins.
Yeah.
And it was really fun because we lived very close to each other.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we were able to hang out. But then bad thing was he was very competitive. Even for elementary kid, we have to go so many tutor classes.
Did you learn algebra in elementary? Is that I heard about that, bro. Damn. Yeah. Like, all you're learning about, like, variables by, like, elementary school, right?
Yeah, the Americans are stupid, bro.
Our education system sucks.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I think it's just a Korean education system, which kind of, I don't know. I think it's kind of wrong. Because as a kid.
Too escalated for a child?
Yeah. I mean... You're a kid. Elementary kids are...
Supposed to enjoy a little bit of life, right?
Exactly. I think you can start studying after...
And America needs to, like...
actually study.
Actually try to study, right? So they're having too much fun.
No, I think American system is actually great. Just that, like, if you're a little behind, then, yeah, you can take tutor class to kind of catch up. But in Korea, they force you to.
Mm.
So I had, like, three tutor classes.
No matter what, even if you're really good in school, you gotta.
Yeah, because all the parents had the pressure where all other kids are doing tutor class. My kids have to take tutor class so that they don't get fall behind.
Yeah. And Koreans are just very competitive in general, too. If my son has to do that, like, you know, like, oh, everyone else has to do it, right?
Yeah. So when I was, like, fifth grade, sixth grade, I still came home at midnight.
Damn.
Yeah, no joke.
In middle school?
No, elementary.
Oh, elementary. Damn, dude.
Yeah, which it was kind of crazy because, look, like, after school, I only have maybe like an hour break or something, and I have to go to one tutor class, and after that I come back home and there's a like a car come to pick me up and go to another one. Like, I don't have a time to do homework.
It's a military almost.
You can't even play with your dick.
Yeah, I mean, so you have to do the school homework during the tutor class. At the same time, you have to learn stuff, and then you have to do tutor homework class in school.
Jesus.
Because that's the only time. Yeah. I mean, you barely have time to do anything. And I didn't feel like I learned things. I just felt like I was doing just something.
Getting a ton of information thrown at you.
Yeah.
And not really.
Shit.
So
that's crazy.
That's one thing I didn't like about Korea. And then,
we're supposed to do things you like.
Yeah. Which I love Pokemon back then. I wanted to play more games, but just didn't have.
No, I like it. Keep going.
I know that
that's crazy. That's so fucked, man.
Yeah. So I played.
So Pokemon. You couldn't even masturbate until USA.
Right.
USA.
Well, if you put it that way, then yes.
Freedom.
America, yes. No, but.
I mean, aren't you too young to do it?
Elementary?
When did you.
Mid school.
Middle school,
probably. Middle school, right. Yeah. So you were in America when it happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that's the only reason.
That's when I opened my eyes.
Democracy feels so good.
And open your heart. Yeah. Sin City come in.
Open everything.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Shoot, man. Yeah. So it's the good thing. So what were some good things?
That was the good thing, bro.
No, in Korea.
The good thing was that I left. I don't have to fucking study anymore.
Yeah. Actually, that's one of the thing that I really liked, because I didn't have to go through like this tutor class.
Insane system, right? Yeah, that's
you know, funny thing is my mom actually was looking for more tutor class when I came here.
Oh fuck.
But she didn't know how to speak English back then. Oh, so
you lucked out.
She didn't know where to put me in.
Do you remember all those like all the Asian tutor classes?
Kumon.
Yeah, Kumon.
Oh yeah,
really big one. Yeah, there's a lot of
you know, Korea has a Kumon too.
Yeah,
Korea has Kumon.
Yeah,
is it called Kumon too?
Yeah, it is. I don't know if it is a Korean thing.
Kumon me.
Or
have you guys seen the logo of Kumon?
It's just content, huh?
Yeah, it's just like there. Yeah. I'm like, that's not
it's like very natural.
It is a great way to advertise studying. Complacent.
I know.
It's not even a smile face.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. So where did you move to? California or?
Yeah, I moved to NorCal, actually.
Oh, which wow.
So there's a little town called Novato, which I love.
Novato?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So it's like, it's right in between San Francisco and Napa Valley.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's like very suburb.
And that's where your mom was doing her grad school.
Right.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we lived there for 2 years, but it really helped me to learn English, like how to speak and listen, because like there were no Korean.
Yeah.
Like in my school, I was like one of three Asian kid.
Oh, what were the other Asians?
There was a Chinese and a I think he was a Filipino.
Oh, okay.
He's from the Bay.
Yeah.
So, makes sense.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Chinese I'm sorry. Too,
yeah. Were they able to speak English, or were they also like kind of like you were there struggling with English?
They were born here, so they were able to speak English.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
And that doesn't count. They're American.
Yeah, we're American.
And then back then, like since I couldn't talk, I tried to fit in I can't talk, but I tried to fit in much as possible.
Yeah.
But since I can talk to them, I try to figure out what can I do, you know? And people were playing basketball during the lunchtime.
Yeah.
So I started playing with them.
Nice.
But of course I didn't like ask them because I couldn't speak English. Mm-hmm. I just was there, and then they're like, "You want to play?" It's like,
Just nod. I understand you, yeah. But then I don't know how to say. Yeah. Yes, I want to play.
That's so cute, dude.
Yeah.
And you're in middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah, right. Yeah. That's right. Okay.
Which I love there. Yeah. Like, people were super nice. Yeah. Even like when we moved there, the neighbors actually welcomed us.
Okay. That's
good.
It was nice. Like a movie. Like,
that's not everybody's story.
Like
a
movie. Yeah.
That's like a fake movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That's. I was like, wow, this is just like the movie. They actually made it like. Hot dog for us. They,
oh, nice.
They,
what the fuck?
Yeah, my neighbor invited.
American dream more than most Americans, bro.
My neighbor invited to their place. Uh-huh. So when we went there, she also invited all the neighbors around.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never had that experience.
Well, yeah. It is North Cal at least, right?
That's why, yeah.
I guess back then.
But that's like insane. Rare. That's yeah. Yeah, that would never happen in Los Angeles.
Yeah. So
cool.
I had so much good memories there. So after I start dating, there's one point where I took her there.
Okay.
To show her like where I live, how great this place was.
Uh-huh.
But then it was so suburb that all the young people left.
When we so were they there. Didn't accept her. No hot dogs, no party. She got the real version.
Exactly. She's like, where are the people? We went to...
you told me of this place on the yellow brick road.
You know,
over like, the rainbow and not even real.
You know in movies, like when kids are playing on the street and they yell out cars, like, car! Yeah. And that's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
I was playing street hockey and kickballs. You know, it's like perfect childhood. Mm-hmm.
So when you went back, there was nothing there.
Yeah, I wanted to show her that, but there's no kid on the street.
Yeah.
And when we went to Ralph's, like in a big parking lot, there were only like three cars, and all the cashiers were either grandpa or grandma.
Uh-huh.
She and was like, ooh, Korean.
Are you lost?
Yeah, for real.
Go back to your country.
So... Yeah, and then I was like, okay, so there's nobody. At least let me show you my mid school. Uh-huh. It was a great mid school. Yeah. I met so many good friends and teachers. But when we went there, it changed to senior center.
Okay.
Because
there's so many old people now.
There's so many old people and there are not many kids that they actually closed down and made it into senior center.
Jeez.
I was so sad, but then she was laughing so hard because... He's like, your mid school is gone. It's a senior center now.
That's so mean.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
your childhood, and she's laughing at you.
Imagine, exactly.
Imagine that it always was a senior center. And he was just so starstruck by being in California. He just made it what it was.
My God.
Oh, man.
So sad.
That's so sad, man. You're just trying to... like share your experience.
I wanted to show her the good memories of mine when I was a kid.
Yeah, man, but you're lucky.
Everything was like just gone.
Yeah.
Dang,
dude. All right. So when did you move to Southern California then?
So that was after I was done with mid school.
Uh huh.
So when I started high school, I came to Fullerton.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was in Troy High School.
Did you get a hot dog party when you moved here?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Like, they gave me cold shoulders.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like, who are
Welcome
you?
To sounds about right.
They were like, are you another Chinese?
Yeah.
It's like, no, Korean. What's Korean?
Do I look Chinese?
Yeah, back in the early 2000s, it's all Chinese.
Yeah. Back in the
day. Nowadays, like, Koreans
well,
are being
Chinese have been here first, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Think about the railroad, too.
It was all Chinese.
Like, they've been here for a long time.
There were some Koreans, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, but mainly Chinese.
Yeah. But people don't ask you, are you Korean? They always say, are you Chinese?
Or Japanese.
Yeah.
They should just ask, what flavor are you? What flavor of Asian are you?
How would you
That's a nice way. You say like, I'm
sushi, kimchi.
Yeah.
Kimchi, miso. Yeah. So yeah. Fullerton. So like when you got to Fullerton, your English got a little bit better, obviously.
A little better. Uh-huh. I was able to talk to people.
Yeah.
I was able to communicate with people, but I wasn't at the level where, you know, my English was perfect enough.
Yeah.
I couldn't really say a complete sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to take ESL. Yeah. But at the same time, I didn't know much about American culture and then the bad words.
Oh, okay.
So
what was your first experience with bad words or like?
So like the first word that I didn't understand like how bad it was, but then I said it anyway because I didn't understand was a screw you.
Screw you, okay.
Yeah.
Who taught you that?
I don't know. All the kids were saying, hey, screw you, right? Uh-huh. So I thought, okay, maybe it's something that like, hey, it's like, you know, like,
not high, but they, I knew it was a bad word, yeah, but then it was more like, you know, like, F you, you know?
Yeah.
But it, all the way. Uh-huh. It's like, oh, okay, I learned this now.
Yeah.
So when I was in ESL class, I was having a little argument with my classmate. Uh-huh. He was not my friend.
Obviously.
That's why. And I said, screw you, in front of my teacher.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, what did you say?
Oh,
and I
wow.
said, oh, screw you.
Yeah. You told her that?
Yeah,
screw you too.
No, I really didn't know the gravity of that word. Yeah. Seriously. But I didn't know how bad it was. And she got so mad at me that she gave me Saturday school. Yeah. Usually you get Saturday school after detention.
Mm. Yeah.
But then she just gave me Saturday school.
Damn,
I was like, what did I do wrong?
Yeah.
Nobody taught me what this word means.
Right.
Yeah.
So everyone said it, so I thought it was okay for me to say too.
Yeah. She should be giving you a little slap.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
Right.
Yeah, she was a grandma spank too. Or something.
So when you got back, you're like, screw your teacher. Yeah. How was that Saturday school though?
It was boring.
Yeah.
It was very boring because you're not able to do homework.
Do in Saturday school?
You just have to sit there quietly for 1 hour.
Uh-huh.
Really? Or like a 40 minute or something.
Yeah, it sucked.
Never went.
I went.
I always heard about it.
I went there many times.
Yeah.
Oh, you? Really? You're a bad kid?
Well, no, it's not like I was a bad kid.
You just got caught.
Yeah, screw you all the
time. Exactly. It's like, you?
Screw you?
I learned a new word.
Yeah. You're cool.
No, because sometimes, I guess I was a... I ditched some of the classes because
you're too smart.
No, it's not that I was smart. I was like kind of lazy. There's one point that I really didn't want to go to that class.
Man, you're like, man, fucking Korea. I'm done with all the studying bullshit.
Yeah,
no, I think there was one time I skipped history. Well, I think I skipped history class twice because I really didn't understand.
Okay,
it was really hard for me to understand.
It's American history too. And, then when you met Han's friend, he gave you that history lesson, asking what side you are. Yeah, Confederate or what?
And that's why I couldn't answer him because I was bad with history.
Oh, no worries.
See, that's what I mean. He doesn't think to ask you.
Yeah.
It was a pop quiz to me.
Yeah. You should have asked him Korean history, man.
You're like fucking flashbacks right here, bro.
Yeah, no, even Korean history, I was really bad because I don't know. I'm just bad with history.
Mm. Oh, okay.
But anyway, I think that's why I went to Saturday school a few times.
It's fucked up.
Not only school,
you don't understand,
but because of history.
Yeah.
You don't understand history. Saturday school.
Yeah.
I never missed the math class though. I really love math.
You're just enforcing the stereotype, dude.
Yeah.
Everyone's gonna think you're Chinese.
Well, yeah, because you're doing like advanced math by like elementary school, right?
That's like math. You don't need to know English to understand.
Yeah. Numbers.
Just follow formulas.
That's why.
Yeah.
So that's why I like math. And my math teacher was really cool, too.
That's cool. That always makes a big difference. A good teacher.
Not like my English teacher.
They were mean to you.
Screw you.
Sheesh.
What was her English teacher's name?
I forgot.
Oh. Yeah. It's like that bad. You had to bury that trauma.
Oh, yes.
Fuck that lady.
Right?
Screw that.
When I went to Saturday school, you know, it's funny because like when I got there, all the bad kids were like, oh. You're a bad kid now.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
They thought you were cool?
Yeah. They're just like, oh, yeah, we would expect you to be here because all the bad kids going to Saturday school. And I was like, they're like, why'd you get here? I was trying to be all cool. I'm like, I ditched class. Which I actually did. I ditched PE.
I should have said that much cooler.
Yeah. I was trying to be cool. But all you do is sit down for like 2 hours. And they're like, oh, if you have makeup work, you can do makeup.
All the really dumb kids at my school went to adult school after.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't finish high school.
Yeah, and then, everyone knew someone that went to adult school for sure.
That wasn't even Saturday school. Yeah. I was like, holy shit, man, what happened to you?
Right. Yeah, our school was like, we didn't want to show any pregnant people and like bad Mexicans, so they sent them to adult
school. Same shit.
Yeah, you're going to go to this school from now on. Yeah, yeah.
They see your belly. And they're like, yeah.
You're not good for an image. You're going to go to that school.
That's fucked.
But that's how it seems.
It was true.
Andrew,
I swear.
They said your school had a weight limit?
No, like, if you're pregnant, you
have to go to the pregnant.
Oh, I thought that you.
No.
I thought you were talking about him. I was like, dude, that's fucked up. I was like, he's just a kid existing.
In high school, okay? So, yeah, you're pregnant.
Excuse me,
too.
Sir. Excuse me. You're above our weight limit. And you're 14, you have a beer belly. I think you need to go to adult school.
You're like 8 months pregnant. You gotta go to adult school. Right
now. You're making our school image go down. We're down 10 points.
I feel depressed right now. Go to adult school now. Yeah.
Shit. Damn, dude, that's fucked. Dude, I thought that's Andrew was saying. I was like, wow. I was like, this is so bad.
Our school's like that. It was they wanted to keep that prestigious sort of like image, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
Because they would come to class for like 1 week and then all of a sudden they're gone.
Yeah.
Because their belly kept getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Damn, ours, we had this kid in middle school that got pregnant.
Oh,
middle
damn.
School. Middle school.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shoot.
And it was like not even, it was either sixth or seventh grade, not even like eighth grade.
Fuck.
Yeah, and then she was pregnant as fuck, dude.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
Just walking it's around kinda messed up. And just like,
dude. At 12 and 13?
I think she was 12, had her damn. Kid.
So by the time she turned 24, her kid is like 12.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Damn, that 12-year difference.
Wow, really crazy. Good math.
Quick math.
12 plus 12.
Wait, quick math. Shoot, man.
Let me just pick a number that's easily divisible by 2. Send me to Saturday school. I'm a bad kid.
I'm a bad boy. I'm a bad boy. But June, you were able to power through, and then you got into UC Riverside, right?
Right.
Yeah.
What was your social life like?
Yeah.
How did you like connect with friends?
Well, people came to me like after.
Damn.
It was sexy.
No. Don't get me wrong, but it's because in high school, like everyone tried to hang out with everyone. Doesn't matter you're Korean. Doesn't matter you're like other nationality. Whatever, you know, everyone tried to be friends with each other. But when I went to college, I feel like all the nationalities tried to, like, split it. Like, they tried to hang out with themselves.
That's interesting, because when I was in high school,
I thought it was the opposite.
Yeah. For us,
really? Yeah.
Yeah, like,
then Mexico, when I got to Mexico, college, the Indians started to be friends with the white people. Oh.
So, like, for me in high school, I didn't have a Korean friend that much. I maybe had, like, maybe 3. That's it. All my friends were either Chinese or why? What happened?
Nothing. No. It's just fucking stupid.
We'll talk about that later.
Why?
Your Indian friends? Oh my god! After high school, what? College?
Dude, let June talk.
I want to hear about this later.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to be missed out. You know.
Han's got to remember.
All right. So in your high school.
Yeah. So in high school, all my friends were either Chinese or like Hispanic.
Okay. People. No Koreans.
I'm sorry. Yeah. No Koreans.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
That sucks. So that's why when I was in college, I tried to hang out with, you know, like non-Korean people.
Mm. Uh-huh.
So I started with, I don't know, like I had a lot of non-Korean people, include like Vietnamese, Chinese.
Yeah.
Not only the Asian, but I had Indian friends.
Yeah.
You know? But anyways.
Uh-huh. Have you seen an Indian person ever in high school?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I tried to be friend with them, but then, you know, in freshman year, everyone tried to be associated with like either Korean club or Chinese club. You know, like those kind of club. And then I tried to go to one of those clubs, right? But they were speaking like different languages and it was hard for me to fit in.
Mm.
And then, yeah, so I was like, oh, okay. So and one of my friends, he's my best friend now. He's also Korean.
Mm.
He just like called me, text me, hey, we should hang out.
And he was your first like close Korean friend.
Yeah.
Okay. So throughout high school, you didn't have that much of an opportunity to meet other Koreans.
No, I did. I did. Just that I didn't. It was kind of hard to click with them. I think I tried to hang out with the non-Korean people in high school because I didn't in middle school.
Okay.
And then it kind of helped me with the English too.
Sure.
I tried not to speak.
Screw you.
Yeah.
Fuck you, teacher.
Are you hearing this podcast? My name's June. You remember me?
That's good. Because usually when Koreans come here, they tend to hang out with other Koreans.
Very clicky usually.
Yeah, so they don't want to really expand their English that well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for you, you did the opposite. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And that helped you get into UC Riverside, right?
Yeah.
Did you get SATs?
Mm-hmm.
What did you get?
I don't remember. I don't, dude. Yeah.
Did you take the SATs, Andrew?
Yeah, you get like 500 points just signing your name.
Yeah, I think so.
So
wait, no, wait. Yeah, that means that I just, you just.
It's true though. I don't know if it's 500, but you do get a good.
That means I didn't get anything right. I thought I did really good with the math. That's why I got 1500. Now you're saying
500. Last name 500. Put the date 500.
Dang, I was dumb. Then. 15.
Yeah. Fuck, is it Monday 15? Fuck.
Thank you, Andrew. I thought I was smart, but
don't worry. You have someone who majored in English is still fucking as slow as it can be.
Hey, in America, you can achieve anything. Yeah.
Where dreams take wings.
Exactly. So screw you. My dad told me if you make it to UCLA, I'll buy you a Porsche.
Ooh.
A brand new Porsche. Oh,
he promised you a lot of stuff.
But he knew I couldn't go. I was like, you know I can't go. He's like, ah, loser. Yeah, is but college, UCLA is really hard to get into, though.
Is college where you started dating?
No, I actually didn't date anyone in college.
No way. So yeah, so what age was your first girlfriend?
After college. She was a church.
What age did you start dating?
High school, middle school, high school, and college, you didn't date at all?
No, I didn't. Actually, you know.
Him in his hand.
Oh, yes.
It's because he learned when he came here, right?
It's like lefty and righty.
Yeah.
It's
like,
hey, screw you. Yeah.
Screw you. Screw me.
But yeah, I mean, actually, I was very fat when I was high school.
Were you fatter than me?
I bet. I was wearing X large.
I wear X large?
Well, you're wearing now, like when I was in high school, and I'm shorter than you.
Oh, I see.
So
I see.
Imagine, like, I was 220 pounds.
All for your height.
Yeah, height. Yeah. I was like literally a wrecking ball.
Caused you to gain all that weight, though? Was there a. Issue?
Well, you know,
hot dogs make you happy.
In Korea, like, you have to walk a lot. You have to go to Subway.
Oh yeah, there's nothing.
Like, you have to take a lot of transportation. That's why you are able to walk.
So America made him fat.
Yeah, I think so. Because
I got here and they stuffed me with hot dogs.
Yeah, I know. Pizza
didn't let me walk anywhere. A wheelchair me around
because everything's so far away. There's no way I could walk. And,
they fucked us with the
with no
transportation.
Like, no
stuff. Yeah.
So I was so fat. There's one point where I was walking, right? And my friend was walking right next to me. But then, like, the other friend from the other side, he couldn't tell that my friend wasn't next to me because I was so fat.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was able to cover a person.
And just like any other American, he found out that's when I have a problem.
I was like so fat that I was actually like shocked.
Yeah.
But then there's one point where my mom said, hey, let's go out for a walk. Like, you know, let's take our dog walk. And that was 5 miles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And ever since I was walking with her, like, I was losing weight every day.
That's good.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, this is very interesting. Yeah. So, like, why not just keep doing it?
For sure.
So I was walking 5 miles and I got very used to it. I started jogging like a mile. And then walk 4 miles,
nice.
Something like that.
So and young, though, how to do that regimen. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Dedicated.
Yeah.
Like a Korean.
But I kind
of... Like a true Korean.
But, yeah, it kind of helped me to lose weight. At the same time, I was jogging so much, I start, like, loving, like, running.
You're crazy, bro. Who the fuck loves running,
I know,
dude?
Yeah.
No, I had a runner's high when I was in college.
I hate running, but I get you because sometimes it feels so good.
Yeah.
But I still hate it. Like, I don't enjoy it. But when you do it, you're like, oh, it feels good.
Yeah. I know, you know, props to you, too. I mean, coming to a country in that 4 or 5 years to try to learn English and get into university, like, that's a lot of credit, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's kudos on you on that part. But just to go on to the next section, how did you meet when did that start happening?
Through a mutual friend.
Okay.
How old were you?
It was 2012, so...
Was she your first girlfriend?
No, she was my fourth, actually.
Oh, damn.
So, after college, well, like...
So, you only started dating
in
college.
So
yeah, I started dating, like, right after college, but I had only, like, very short...
Only Korean girls?
No.
Good job.
I had a one...
I had a one Korean American. Girl, one Chinese girl, and then another Korean girl.
There's not that much diversity. but I'll give it to you.
It's the Asian effect, bro. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I just happened to be that way, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But back then, she had a boyfriend, and then I didn't have a girlfriend.
Did you like her when you first met her, though?
She had no, wait, no. She had a boyfriend?
Yeah, she had a boyfriend. Someone.
So I didn't
And
really...
you were already snaking in?
No. Back then...
Hey, girl, give me some time in between your other...
I'm going to get you later anyway.
I'll show you Saturday school.
It's only a 12-step plan. Yeah. Just like how I got into Riverside.
So, yeah. I mean, like, back then, I was not interested in her. I mean, it was, like, first time seeing her.
Yeah.
So we were just friends, like four of us. Mm-hmm. After she was done with college, she broke up with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Ooh, and then he's like...
Yeah. And then there was when I was like, I broke up with my ex. So I knew what she was going through.
Yeah.
And then I told her, hey... if
And both of you are single now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back then.
That's so a great move.
I told her... No, it was
when they're,
it was
when
my
they're emotionally
intention.
Distraught. And you're like, I can offer this insurance.
Like, kind of, ooh. It just happened to be that way. But what I said was, hey, if you just stay in a home, you gotta get more depressed. So
go out with me.
That's what I said. But there was
June's not, got game.
No, but that was not my intention. I just knew what she was going
through.
For
the record, it wasn't his intention.
So I took her out. You know,
there we go.
Like. You know, places, like watch movie together.
When did you know you were attracted to her?
Oh, it was I think.
When she had a boyfriend?
No. So after she was done with boyfriend.
He's not me.
After she was done with her ex, and there was one day we went to this block party during Halloween. And she was wearing this bee-ish, like, clothes, you know,
she's a pollinator. Yeah. And June was gonna go pollinate.
You're like, buzz, I want your honey now, girl. Yeah.
So I was like, what is this feeling? It's like, I never felt this before because we were friends for over a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now I suddenly feel like, oh, what the, you know, like,
attraction.
Yeah, I felt the attractions. So I started to see her because I kind of liked her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then, as I mentioned, we were in a group, like a group of four people, like a group of four friends.
Yeah.
And I feel like, okay, maybe if I start dating her, I think that might ruin our group.
Mm.
The other two friends might feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Maybe I should stop here so that we can keep the, you know, good friendship.
And you also said screw you to that, right?
Gina, you know what?
We're going to date, yeah. And your friends, if they're not your friends anymore, fuck them.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So I avoided her, actually. I stopped talking to her.
She wanted that.
This is how Korean dramas happen.
Yeah, this is
K-drama right here. Yeah.
But then, so like she was texting me, like, are you doing something? And I was like, yeah, I'm a little busy.
Player.
I know. Yeah. Dude, he was pushed. I had no, I wasn't playing games, but let me pull the rope a little bit. Let me... dangle this in front of you.
Let me stop talking to you.
Yeah, and pull it away.
That was not my intention.
Yeah, right.
I'll create the want.
Hi, the honey, buzz.
Anyway, and then you guys got married.
Yeah.
What's marriage like, man?
Yeah. Tell us marriage life now.
Yeah.
It was a little different than dating, for sure, because we never lived together.
I want to hear about this. This is crazy. Yeah.
So we dated for 5 years, and I thought after we get married and after we start living together, I thought it would be the same because I know her so well. Yeah. Right?
Question though. Are you religious? I know Koreans love Jesus and stuff like that.
No, I'm not that hardcore.
I was like, wondering if there was a reason why you waited to not move into with the partner.
Oh, because she was living with her parents.
Her parents wouldn't let.
Yeah. Oh, so the parents were
strict.
Were being going to be like, okay, you can't.
Right.
Yeah.
If she lived alone, then I mean, we could have talked about it.
But you guys weren't saving it for marriage and stuff like that.
No.
Yeah, you guys just disappoint the parents.
Yeah. So just a side note on the parents, during high school, and her younger sister, mm-hmm. they had to be home by 4 p.m.
So you had to pollinate before 4. And get her home. Get her back to her home flower. He's gonna...
Buzz buzz. Time's almost up, buzz buzz. Oh shit. Oh,
well, if
God.
You put it that way, then yes.
Good. Yeah. I like the clarity, yeah. the reality of the whole situation.
Well, yes, I lived alone.
Yeah. So you lived alone.
So after we got married, I thought it would be the same. Like, mm-hmm. there's nothing changed. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't. It was. I felt like I was dating her all over again.
Oh, wow.
Because.
Learning all the new.
Yeah. Things. Because we never lived together. So I didn't know what. You know, like her living style, kind of.
Her habits.
Messy, yeah, the habit, yeah.
Like, yeah. Clean, all this stuff. Tidy.
Yeah.
And there was one time where we kind of argued, not fought, but then we argued about the sleeping cycle.
Ooh, yeah, let's hear it.
So on the weekend, she wanted to sleep in. Like she wants to wake up at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock.
Damn, dude, that's crazy. That's late.
Me, I'm a morning person. I don't want to sleep in.
I you're wasting your day?
Yeah. I want to wake up at 8 or 7. Not 7. 7 is kind of too early. But I'm like around 8. And I just want to spend the full day. Mm-hmm. Like I can play game. I can exercise, whatever. And it's still 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
But when she wakes up, it's already 12 o'clock. The half of day is gone.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like,
you're not going to stay up later to get your day in, right? Yeah.
Right. Like I want my full weekend. Mm-hmm. I really like that.
Yeah.
But she's like, no, you have to sleep in with me.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So not even you can't do your own thing in the morning.
Exactly. And you have to go to bed. I didn't know that this so could be an argument. So there's
I'm
one.
I'm going down, you are
too. Yeah. I mean, there's one time I actually tried. I tried to sleep in.
Yeah.
But after like 9, I just couldn't sleep. I was so awake. I was like full of energy. Yeah. I had to do something.
Yeah.
And I'm lying down on the bed, like staring at the ceiling.
Till 12.
I tried like lying down for an hour hoping that I can sleep again, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
And I tried to get out of it. She was like grabbing me. It's like, where are you going? You
know? Oh man.
No joke. She was like, no. So I was asking her, like, how can you even tell? Like you're
sleeping. Yeah, if you're supposed to be asleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
She makes sure
this might be a hostage situation.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a terrorist. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, hold, don't move.
She Lebanese or Syrian? I'm not sure. Yeah. Oh, man.
So, long story short, we kind of agreed that, hey, let's respect each other. Like, mm-hmm. I will respect your sleeping.
Yeah.
And you respect my, I don't know, what do you call it?
Your active
lifestyle. Like, right? Like morning.
Your morning routine. Yeah. Yeah. Morning how you routine.
Yeah. Yeah. There wasn't any like serious stuff.
Uh-huh.
But then since we start living together, I was more cleaning person than her.
Okay.
She loves to put everything on the floor.
Oh, messy.
And then create a system there. You know, like
and they always say, oh, I can find it. That's I exactly. know exactly where it is. If it's my space, yeah, bunch of bullshit.
Huh? And then since everything's on the ground, I was trying to
you can't even fucking
up.
Walk.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna wash them. No, I only wore them once. I wore them twice, so they don't need to be washed. That one needs to be washed. I was like, how can you even tell? I have my system. Don't touch them.
Yeah.
I'm glad now I know, like, probably wearing dirty clothes.
Did I say meter?
Hey, oh, hey, second hi. Time? Oh, yeah, I'm going to skip the hug today.
If they have, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold your breath real quick.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, that was really hard for me in the beginning.
How did you compromise or not? Or, yeah, what was the solution to the messiness?
I just did it. And I tried to convince her, hey, when your room is clean, you can walk around. You have more space to do stuff more.
It's crazy when you have to explain things like that, huh?
Yeah.
Like you're talking to a child.
Yeah. Look, if you fold.
Yeah, yeah.
You have more space.
Yeah.
If you wait this day and collect this amount of money, you can buy the Lego set you want at the end of the week.
Sheesh.
So, yeah, I mean...
So like when she lived alone, like she didn't really like she did whatever with her room. Yeah, yeah. And especially in college, that's exactly what she did too. So, I mean, she's not that messy. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. She's still.
When like, this episode comes out, yeah, we're not sleeping in the same bed.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping in the living room.
So when she lived with her parents, she shared a room with her sister, right? Mm-hmm. And when she was gone, you know, like she was in college, right? When she was living with her parents, she used her sister's bed as a closet, literally. Mm. Like she put all the clothes up there.
Yeah. You know?
And then she brought that habit in my house. Mm. And I was like, I'm not used to this. Yeah. I need to fold this, you know, I have to hang this jacket. So that was another thing. And, oh yeah, a fridge. So I don't eat dinner. I usually didn't.
Okay.
But now I do kind of.
You have to now.
Yeah.
Just like you're forced to sleep in.
Yeah.
This sounds. What is the Sleeping Beauty like when they? It's that called when they're
what's it
like
called?
Grooming? But what's that term?
Shit, what's it called? Stockholm syndrome.
Stockholm syndrome. Yeah, this is what it's starting to sound like that.
No, I'm okay. Yeah. No, I'm fine. Yeah.
June,
I need to sleep anyway.
Yeah. Blink if you need us to help you with your morning routine.
Get me out of here.
I love sleeping till noon.
Oh, yeah, I love to. Yeah. She knows me well, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I kept my... Well, I think this is kind of...
So, no like, dinner. You had a forced... You were forced to eat dinners. You're forced to sleep in.
Well, that too. But then, like, for my refrigerator, it was used to be empty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really buy stuff in. I don't really fill up my refrigerator.
Okay.
Which is kind of, I guess it could be bad if you, I don't
know.
So. But she wants to, like, fill it.
Even if you're not eating it.
Exactly.
Why?
And does she eat leftovers?
No.
They never do, huh?
We had no clue why. We had a bad few times. I told her, hey. Just throw away if you cannot finish it.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to take it home.
No, I'm gonna save it. I'm gonna eat it later.
And I bet
it fucking rots in the fridge. You gotta throw it away and clean their plate.
You know, in the beginning, I felt bad for throwing away the food.
Right.
So I start eating it. And mm-hmm. I gained weight.
Yeah.
I gained like.
It's their fault.
I feel like I'm a bad person.
No, no, no.
I'm blaming everything.
No, this sounds so real, man.
That's marriage.
Yeah, marriage.
So I'm eating all these leftovers. I gained like 20 pounds after marriage. I'm like, oh my God, I'm 190 again.
Freshman like, 15 and then marriage.
And now you can't run either.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
You know, in college, I lost 15 pounds. Mm. Like, actually, in fact, 80 pounds, you know.
Yeah.
Because I was running so much.
Yeah.
But after marriage, and that's when COVID happened too. Oh, so it was worse.
I also want to know, like, what was pet peeves about you too? Like, what was something she was always mad at you about?
Oh, then you have to bring her as a guest.
Okay. Okay. So we're only talking shit one direction.
Revenge. Yeah. Well, this motherfucker. Yeah. He's so clean. Yeah.
Let me tell you about his message.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
Just tell us more things you don't like about marriage.
Oh, yeah, right. So, that's a refrigerator thing because she had to fill. I have to empty it out. I like being empty.
Like using things as you go?
Yeah. And then I'm a snacker. I'm a very bad snacker.
Mm.
So that's why I kept my refrigerator empty so that I don't eat much.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm not, when stuffs are not there, I don't eat.
Yeah. But if it's there,
I feel like it's my obligations to finish them.
You have to before look at Han for this one, so you can talk to him about snacking.
Wait, what?
Han knows about snacking.
I love snacking.
And she likes to buy stuff like chips and everything,
mm-hmm.
and eat it when she wants to, not like next day. She buys stuff for future.
Mm.
Like, you don't know if it is next week.
She's like Costco.
Yeah. She's like a squirrel. She collects things, but she doesn't eat it.
She doesn't eat it.
And then it's tempting me. Like, these all chips and stuff, like, calling me. It's like, eat me, you know?
Yeah.
And then when I eat them, she gets mad.
even though you weren't even eating it.
Exactly.
I was going to save that for the 15th of August.
Yeah, something like that. Seriously, like there's one time she
this thing said it expired 2 years ago.
There's one time she bought this chip and she was saving it and I waited. I watched it like, okay, let me see how long it's going to take her to eat that chip.
You're doing experiments.
Yeah, it was. Trust me, it lasted 6 months and she forgot about it.
Yeah.
So I ate it, right? Uh-huh. Without letting her know. On the weekend morning.
Oh, yeah. When she's asleep.
Yeah. I ate it. And one time, oh, I remember I had this chip. Where is it? I'm like, what the hell, girl? How do you even remember that? You didn't eat it for 6 months. I thought you forgot
you
about it. Yeah, I did.
It's on my Google Calendar. Yeah.
See? What the fuck?
She knows where everything is. So I think like she just creates a system.
Yeah.
Although it looks messy.
You know who else does that stuff? Psychos. Creating systems that don't make sense in the rest of the world. Yeah. Murderers. You know, there's a lot of people that do that.
That's why most people cannot understand them. Yeah. Because they have their own system. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, even though you see all these things, it seems like you have a happy marriage with Gina. What's the key to, you think, a happy, successful marriage then? What's the advice for everyone?
It's because we have a very good common interest, common hobby.
Yeah.
We love anime. We love to go out. We like to go to events like Comic Cons or Anime Expo or sometimes any like local events or even like a museum. Like, we like to go those.
So experiencing new things together continuously.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, even Comic Cons, we go there every year.
I know.
It's like it became our tradition.
Mm. Yeah. Did you guys both, were into that like separately and then kind of collaborated on it?
No.
Or did you guys find these interests together?
We found the interest together. I think that really helped me, and then it's still like fun to hang out, you know, like living with her
every day.
Sometimes get bored because we do so many things and we don't know what to do next.
Yeah.
So sometimes we just
but not bored of each other, just new just events.
Yeah. We just don't, we did everything, so we felt like we don't have anything else to do. That's when we felt like very bored.
Yeah.
Mm. It's like, what are we doing? We're wasting our life. Yeah. You know?
Damn, dude.
It's a little dark quick. Yeah. We have to do something.
Yeah.
Distract ourselves from the loneliness.
If we can't find something to do together, take a bath and throw a toaster in.
If you had a chance to change three things about Gina, what would it be?
Shit. You can't answer that. June, don't answer that.
Yeah. I mean,
Han's trying to get you on that couch. So.
I need to go home.
I always thought these were interesting questions, like about like husbands and wives. Right? If there's three things you could change, like what would you change?
Would messiness be one?
No, actually.
You like it.
Right now, I'm very secretly used to it.
Yeah.
I think I just like her the way she is.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't want to change anything.
You can tell us the rest off the podcast.
Turn it off for a second.
The real answers,
are we No, but like before, like I think I feel like I understand more as we living together.
Yeah,
that's why now I understand her better. Mm. That's why I don't want to change the way she is now.
Yeah.
Do you guys poop with the door open? you're 11 years in.
Yeah,
there's no way you guys haven't like thrown up in front of each other and taking care of each other when you're sick, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like,
you've seen it all.
I know a lot of people that don't, they will not show or let the partner see that side of them.
For us, we're open doors.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. 11 years.
That's a real relationship.
Yeah.
Those are the ones you know last.
You can fart in front of her too, right?
Oh, yeah.
On her, in front of her.
Who farts more?
Oh, me. Oh, me, of course.
Now she's pregnant now.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. How do you feel about that now? With a baby coming?
It was very weird.
Is it scary?
It was scary in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Well, we planned it.
It's not like, dang. Oops.
Like, okay, it's time for us to have a baby.
Because you can tell your kid that in confidence.
Yeah.
Hey, you're not a mistake.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You're planned.
So we said, hey, let's try. But there are many things that we didn't know about.
Were you scared at first?
Yeah, I was.
Did you, when so she asked you?
Yeah, she said,
"Hey, do you want to have kids now? It's about this time for me."
Yeah, no, she was like, "We need to have a kiss now."
Oh shit! Oh,
she didn't even ask me.
Yeah, like, just like all the rest of them in Stockholm.
Yeah, I was like, "Okay."
She's like, pregnant.
I mean, if you're ready, then I guess.
No, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, so we tried. So you know, like if so, after,
did you like trying?
Yeah, we tried. We tried, but then the funny the thing was, it didn't happen. Mm. She didn't get pregnant right away. Mm-hmm. I thought, if you just try, then you get a baby right away.
Yeah.
We were like, what the hell? Like, yeah. We've been trying.
That's called las chilaquiles in Spanish. Yeah. Yeah, they get pregnant right away.
That's
yeah.
Tortas.
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 Yeah. But I heard it's hard, though. Like, it doesn't happen right away, usually. Like,
yeah.
You have to try multiple times.
It's crazy, because when you're a kid in middle school...
It just happens.
Yeah.
You look at a Latina wrong.
Yeah.
And when you're 30 and actually trying, it's like it doesn't go exactly the way you want it.
Yeah.
So this is one thing that I learned later. So the egg doesn't stay in a woman's body for a long time.
Uh-huh.
It actually stays there maybe like a couple hours and goes away.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
The ovulation period.
Yeah. So you can kind of calculate when the egg will be there.
Uh-huh.
So one of my
friends... You have to face north, right?
Yeah. No, it's a northeast kind
of. Oh,
northeast.
If she's on top, she can't get pregnant.
Yeah. And they have to be,
She has to be laying down.
It has to be at a perfect angle.
Perfect calculation, yes. Good thing you're good at math.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That was very good. I measured it, yes.
There's a compass and a calculator.
That's why she wasn't pregnant.
Yeah. When she's laying down, the hypotenuse right
here. A sine and cosine tangent. Yes.
I put Pythagorean here real good.
I was very good at that.
Yeah.
That's the result of me.
And that's why that's why
exactly.
You guys are pregnant.
Yeah.
So, actually the doctor told me that you actually have to try, and she told us later that you actually have to try the 3 days before the egg date and then 3 days after if you want to make sure that
it's inseminated.
Yeah. So, we didn't know that.
Yeah.
So we just try here and there.
Oh, I see.
That's why we miss so many days.
Oh.
So we have to buy this device in Amazon.
The calendar?
Yeah. It's like a pregnancy test, but it tells you when the egg is there or not.
Oh wow.
So if it shows a a positive, that's when you have to kinda try.
Mm. Oh my god. We didn't know that.
Yeah. You know, I have a ton of this knowledge in my head for how not to do things, you know? Everyone's like, why do you know so much? It's like, because I'm trying to avoid it.
Yeah. Question for you, though. So if a girl has a period and she's done with her period, there's no egg there, right? There's no...
So you technically still can get pregnant.
Oh, really?
But the percentage is a lot lower.
Okay.
A lot lower.
Because one of my exes is like, this is a time where we don't have to worry
about it. That's such bullshit.
Oh, is it? Okay,
yeah, if a girl's like, hey, do me on my period because I won't get pregnant, that's...
Okay.
It's a lot less in percentage of possibility, but you can still get pregnant.
All right.
Yeah.
You almost got pregnant.
I know.
Did someone come in you?
All the time, dude.
Andrew, how could you?
Sorry.
I'm such a whore.
Hey, right after he shit himself. dirty dog.
Oopsie, my little oopsie. shit.
So you're on your calendar. You're planning it, you're prepping for the day, and then you dig deep.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, but we didn't know if, she was pregnant or not, because I heard that the sperm lasts a couple of days. Mm-hmm. It takes a couple of days to reach it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why there's no way you can tell. Mm-hmm. And even,
she's pregnant,
that it takes a couple of weeks, right? A couple of weeks to know if she's actually pregnant or not. So it was February, we find out that she was... 8 months pregnant.
Nice. Yeah.
And when
how did you feel when you found the news?
At first, I was like, finally, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, we tried.
What's the second thing after that?
And then after that, I was like, I mean, she was still flat. She wasn't like, she had a bump or anything. Yeah. She just looked the way
she
was.
Small. She's tiny.
So I was like, okay, you're pregnant, but then I can't really tell.
Yeah, show me.
Yeah.
Prove
it. Yeah. Prove it. Yeah. So, in the beginning, I didn't really feel like, oh, she's actually pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But after a couple months later, like second month, she started gagging.
Oh, no.
She was very sensitive to everything.
Yeah, the morning sickness.
And then around like 12 weeks.
I do that around Han all the time. I have morning sickness around him all
the time. It's Han sickness.
Yeah. Or are you?
Yeah, it's every day. I think I'm just allergic.
I know.
Oh, I'm feeling a little sick today. And then Han shows up. Oh,
hey, there's his car.
Yeah. Oh, explains it.
Oh, he's coming. I can tell. So, yeah.
That's exciting.
It is exciting now.
And you have a girl?
Yeah.
You're excited for a girl?
Yeah, because we wanted a girl.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, I didn't mind to have a son.
Yeah, but you preferred a girl?
Yeah.
They always say the firstborn takes after the father.
Oh then really? You'll be mm-hmm. fun. Yeah. I'm more like outgoing than her.
Then
so.
you'll probably have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Why is mommy sleeping till 12 all the time?
You're going to have a little girl that wakes up early and wants to do things.
Yeah.
Mom
is boring. Dad, let's go get breakfast. Let's go hiking, please. I'm bored.
I think I'll be fine.
Yeah. Man, dude. So November is going to be the day.
Yes,
right.
November 16.
Yeah. That's going to be a
congratulations.
Fun day.
Yeah. Thanks for exposing us to a lot of this, all your hates and dislikes for your wife.
I know. How about maybe after the baby, after she's born and then after some time, bring it back on, see how being an actual father is. We could have an episode like that probably.
Maybe I will join this podcast next year with my baby.
Possibly. Yeah. That'd be cute. Yeah.
The little one right there.
Oh, yes. It's like, hey, this is the girl that I was talking about last year.
Yeah. She wakes up early.
Her first word, screw you. No, I'm playing. All right. Well, you know what? That's going to be a wrap for this episode. Thank you, June, for coming in and giving us so much fun experiences about your life. Insight. Yeah,
thank you very much.
I mean, thank you so much for the invite.
Of course.
I had fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was nervous. In the beginning.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I think it was really fun.
No reason to be, man. Just we're just hanging out.
That wraps up for our episode today. Thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you next time on 30/30.
Peace. Bye, guys.
Yeah.